There were 60 gymnasts in the qualifying. Of all those performers, only two scores, 15 or higher, were given out. So it's very, very rare on floor exercise. And she needs not only a 15, she needs a 15.359.
Once again, all eyes, everyone in the arena, mine included, staring up.
Wow, and then just like that, Gabby Douglas went to become an Olympic legend at such a young age, a two-time gold medalist in 2012 games, including the women's all-around gold medal. And she is actually one of the stars to emerge from the London Games. It will not be forgotten. You can categorize her with Mary Lou Retton as somebody you'll know forever. Gabby Douglas, welcome to Kill Meet and Friends.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Gabby, does it seem like a dream or very much real? A couple of months for your double Olympic golds.
It's both. It seems so surreal, but at the same time, it's just reality.
I mean, you began training at the age of six. It was your older sister that said, "Hey, Mom, let's go into gymnastics." Did you take to it right away?
My older sister got me started, but it took my mom a while to put me in because my older sister had fractured her wrist. So I'm the baby of the family, so my mom didn't want to put the baby of the family just to be in gymnastics to get hurt. But a couple years later, my mom finally put me in, and years and years of hard work, I started progressing and just getting better. So my gymnastics career took off.
Yeah, you won gold medals in both the individual and team all-around competition. The first woman, African-American woman gymnast, gold medal winner as an African-American. Did you realize that going in, that you were breaking ground?
No, I actually forgot about that because I remember me and my mom would always used to just chat and just be like, you could inspire people and you'll be the first African-American to do that. So I had actually forgot about that.
Wow, I don't think anyone else did. So, Gabby, since you got back, I know you threw out the first pitch at a Met game. What other shows have you done? How has your life changed?
My life has changed so much, but I've done so many appearances and talk shows and just host shows, but it's been all fun. But I'd have to say my favorite is the VMAs, performing on stage with Alicia Keys and Nicki Minaj. That was so much fun. And The Vampire Diaries, and America's Got Talent.
That's all great. Now, the question of nerves. I don't think there's an American out there watching you with all that pressure on your shoulders, knowing the camera's there waiting for you to be perfect. How do you get over the nerves part of your business?
Well, that's why we practice, just to do pressure sets. And what that means is to put some type of pressure on you to make you want to mess up, but you have to learn how to control your nerves. You have to learn how to focus at that time. Let nothing get you. Let nothing stop you. So it takes a lot of practice. And in the gym, I practice a lot of pressure sets. And Chow and Lee put a lot of pressure on me. So that way, when I had gone to the Olympics, it would be a piece of cake.
Wow. And it was, or seemingly was. Gabby, are you going to continue with your career?
Yes, I plan on going to Rio in 2016.
So have you taken some time off, or are you back in the gym?
I am taking some time off, and it's not bad to take a little time off because your body needs
it.
Since you've been pushing yourself for 10 years and putting your body on the line at London or in London. So, I'm taking a little time off.
I also know, this is what I loved. I heard Kellogg's right away said, I got to get Gabby Douglas, and you signed on with them. Now, you also have a partnership with Nintendo and the new Super Mario Brothers, too?
Yes, I am promoting the new Super Mario Brothers, too.
Is your facsimile in it?
I would love to go one-on-one with Mario, but I am not.
Okay. So you are promoting it. It is now out?
It is now out.
All right. And with the partnership with Nintendo is just with the new Super Mario Brothers. That's the area of it that's promoting. Is your picture on it? We're going to work that out, though. All right, and how do we get it, Gabby?
All you have to do is go to newsupermariobrothers2.com.
All right, and we'll get it from there. Now, Gabby, could you give everyone an idea of what your family sacrificed along with the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into it? What about your family? What did they sacrifice to give you that opportunity?
They sacrificed everything and
money,
a lot.
The money, correct?
Yes, my family has sacrificed money and struggles and even their sports too, but, you know, they're happy for me, and at the end of the road, all we can say is, you know, it's been amazing dreams, and I think my family's just happy just to see their baby sister or their daughter just accomplish their dreams.
And to keep you training, your mom had to tell you you can't come home, correct?
Yes.
What age was that?
I was about 15. No. 16.
And you're on the phone saying, that's it, I want to come home, and your mom says no? Keep training?
No, well, she actually visited me in Iowa for Christmas, and I hadn't seen them for so long, and I was very homesick, but I wanted to come home with them and just give up this dream because I was so homesick. But she told me, no, keep sticking with this sport, and even if you don't make it, you could say that you gave your all and you tried everything.
And you did, and you did, and you did, and you walked out with two golds, and I'm so glad you're getting out, and everyone's getting the chance to see that smile and that great personality, and we look forward to seeing you in Rio and everything in between, Gabby, and congratulations on your partnership with Nintendo
Thank you.
New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yes.
And when you're in New York, you got to come by our studio. That's mandatory, okay?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Gabby Douglas, thanks so much.
No, thank you.
All right.